I had breakfast this morning with David Zabinski.
Yes.
And I found him very reasonable and reasonably wise from my viewpoint. I finally wound up saying, what possibilities do you see? I don't believe people are going to be for compulsory arbitration. I would seriously doubt if everybody in labor side moves, as I think they eventually will, it takes a little time to wake up, that we're going to get a very mandatory law very quickly. And if you were president and had this situation, what would you do about it? He said, I wouldn't want you to quote me to anyone. And I said, well, I won't. Well, he said, particularly me. All right, I won't. But I'd ask Meany to come back from his vacation. I'd ask him to call in these 10 heads of the locals. I'd ask him to sit down with C. Miller and the local people and look at this agreement and tell them that they've got to find some way to find an agreement that'll get these men back to work that they can agree on, that they can accept within what's good for the national interest. And if they have Meany tell them, if they don't, Congress is getting ready to get out of here. If not, they're liable or in danger, the whole labor movement. We've got a lot bigger fish to fry than these 30,000. Communication, General Electric, and others come. But I believe C. Miller's basic error was not knowing the telephone numbers of the heads of his locals are there, not having any confidence in him. But I've been at this a long time. And I think that is the one thing that I would certainly try. You might get a new negotiator if you thought it would be helpful, or you might do something else. But anyway, I would try to get Meany to make this an emergency for labor, because it cannot be helpful to have these other things coming along with Congress in session. I can get them back to work, get Congress out of here, and let things cool. It's not going to hurt the labor movement. Otherwise, you're going to hurt minimum wage, and I'm real worried about it. They had it up yesterday. They said if it hadn't been for strike legislation, I'm worried about unemployment compensation. I'm worried about some of these other things. I believe that Meany, as leader, owes the country that, and I believe these 10 local men could, at least their attitude could be improved by hearing him speak on behalf of their movement. I had lunch with Mark Rowan of the Post and Pusey, who's been writing editorials over there, and they've been very strong, as you know, for a law. I had the feeling when I left that Rowan, as a reporter, I don't know what he will write, that his eyes were completely open and he felt, as I did, that compulsory arbitration wouldn't get anywhere, that the Senate bill doesn't do anything if it's passed. Just let it sit. It just says that this does not necessarily mean any action at all. We want to point that out. And to that as guidance to the president of the state, and it's very likely that the liberals won't let the modified Morris plan pass. So that's about where we are. They said, what is your position? And I said, my position is exactly as Word stated it. I have not found, and I've been looking every 30 years, but particularly since last January, for language that I could ask the Congress to adopt that would put men on strike back to work without destroying our collective bargaining procedures. I have not been able to find that language. Clifford has, Captain Mack has, Wirtz, good Lord, he has, Califano has. I'm still looking for it. But other than now, I can't recommend any of them. Now, if they're going to have it, I don't think they are. They're going to call. I told Urchin yesterday. Just going to keep on talking. But if you're going to do it, you're going to have language. I would hope that it would be constitutional language. I would hope that it put the Ward Healer language, political language. And I think that's a nice suggestion, as Mansfield and Dirksen indicated, they would put through the night before Javits turned them around, would be best. Now, Javits told them to come up, and Dirksen told our people, it's two things any revolution's got to have. One of them, put Johnson on the spot by making him make a fine. Number two, make him make it before the election. So be sure and be political. And that's what they're trying to do. So I don't believe that will stand up, because that's not right. I don't think that'll stand up in this tribunal up there. Well, it's going to get us back there and do something voluntary on our own, something we haven't done. And I can't think of anything better. And I wondered if you could, so we ought to have a meeting, get to you and Reynolds or anybody you think over here, get Joe Califano in here, maybe any of our other boys, and see if we ought to kick it around, or if you'd like to think about it a while, call me. What you think of my calling meeting, he's off on vacation. New York, you said.
I have been thinking about it. I have a statutory suggestion, if that's the line along which it's going to move. I don't think it is. If your situation permitted, I'd like to come over and talk for about 5 minutes to you and Joe on that private basis about one other approach to this thing that I think is worth considering. My reaction on calling Meany back and into the White House is just, I'm going to say, completely negative, because I think if this thing is going to be cleaned up, cleared up, it's going to be by a vote which is removed on an issue which is removed as far as possible from the White House and from the administration. I do have a thought or two along this line, but if it were to work, it would have to be kept so completely quiet that I just, I'd like to talk to you and Joe about it for a minute, and it wouldn't take more than 5 minutes to tell you what I have in mind.
I'm ready whenever it's convenient. How are you?
I'll be over right away, if that's right.
That's good. That's okay. Fine. I'll wait one other minute for you.
Okay.
Made a mistake. I didn't make it clear. I did not anticipate that we would have Meany in the White House or any of them in the White House. I anticipated that I would say to Meany, or you would say to Meany, here are the pros of this thing as I see it. Here are the cons. It looks to me like with the things that are coming up, we shouldn't start legislating. Therefore, would you not want to give consideration to doing the following on your own as the leader of the labor movement? And I know it's distasteful, but this is distasteful to me as president, and yep, distasteful to you as president of the labor movement. But if we're going to save the labor movement and not get them in bind, we ought to do something until we get Congress out of here anyway. In a few weeks, they'll be gone. That's Labor Day, middle of September. We've got a month, but can we find some way to just get these men back to work?
Okay. Well, I've got a private thought. If it's all right with you, I'll pick up Jim Reynolds if he's here. But if he is, well, I'll come right on over anyway.
Bring him and come right on.
Very good. Thank you.